Well, another story that we're talking about is Afghanistan, the elections. We've been talking about it all morning. And as you might expect, the elections, of course, are dominating the Afghani news. But you know what else they have? They have political comedy. And with us is Jahid Mohseini, producer of Danger Bell, Afghanistan's own version of The Daily Show. Jahid is the director of Tolo TV, a popular private TV channel that regularly skewers Afghani political elite. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Terrific. So I understand your show, Danger Bell, is being compared to The Daily Show. What do you think of that comparison?
Well, it's probably a little bit unfair to The Daily Show, to be honest. It's more a satirical comedy, and we're sort of humor is ingrained into our culture, but on media and on television, it's still a developing art form. So the program, what it does do is it provides a mirror, I guess, for the politicians in particular, and says some of the unmentionables that are going on every day, but no one dares to say. So it's being watched.
We all know that comedy comes from whatever is taboo. So I'm curious, what kind of sense of humor do warlords have? Because obviously one of the things you do is poke fun at them.
Well, we pretty much poke fun at everyone at some stage or another. I don't. They do. I just get the bad phone calls the next day. But they sort of push through. And fundamentally, for a private organization, we gauge everything based on our viewers. And they have their own measure of what is acceptable and not. So we raise issues and through a comedy format, we're actually tackling serious issues. But it puts the right kinds of pressure, and it allows you to say things you can't say in news. Through satire and through comedy programming.
So, Jahid, the question Catherine and I have had all morning is, how do you get away with this? It would seem like to be a pretty dangerous programming decision to make fun of folks who, you know, might fight back.
Well, we've kind of had to deal with this since 2003 when we launched our radio station and then eventually into the TV station in 2004. It's surprising. I mean, for us, everything we do is based on viewers. If you have the public behind you, and if you maintain the standards, as it were, and not push beyond the line of bad taste, you'd be surprised at what you can get away with, even in a place like Afghanistan.
So where is that line?
Sense of humor is fairly ingrained.
Sure. So where is that line? What are some of your best jokes?
Well, it's not so much jokes, but we show different things. I mean, they do songs about ministers being potentially corrupt or being too focused on taking holidays and taking money rather than delivering results. They make fun of key people in administration who, like mayors, etc., that are ineffective. So they push through on most of those things, and again, it's on Wednesday nights, and Thursday mornings is a headache morning because you get the calls from the people who watched it the night before.
What can you say that the nation's news media can't say?
Well, our news obviously has to be by news standards, and has to be very careful about what it says. It needs to be it can't make its own statements. It needs to be statements by others, etc. Whereas the comedy guys have a fair bit more leeway. They're not held to journalistic standards, as it were, where they require a quote from someone in order to make a statement. They can make a statement knowing the facts that all Afghans know, whereas the news may not necessarily be able to get a quote from someone that says that these guys can have the leeway to actually go out and say it. And that's one of the reasons that it's popular. It actually says what people think.
Interesting, which is, of course, the purpose of political comedy. You're listening to Jahid Mohseini, director of Tolo TV, a popular private TV channel in Afghanistan with a show that's being compared to The Daily Show. I'd like to also bring in Martin Patience of the BBC to give us a status report on the upcoming elections. He joins us from Mazar Sharif in northern Afghanistan. Martin, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
So have you seen Jahid's show?
No, I haven't. I have to admit, it's in Dari, and I have to admit, I don't understand Dari.
You're not fluent.
I know Jahid well. No, I'm not, sadly.
So getting to the elections on Thursday, we've been talking about it all morning. Secretary Robert Gates had this to say this weekend.
It looks like more Afghans will be able to vote than had been the case before the recent deployment of additional U.S. forces.
So what do you make of that statement? Are you seeing that on the ground?
Well, certainly military commanders. What Robert Gates is referring to is the major operation in Helmand Province. Now, Helmand Province is in the south of the country, and we've seen British forces and American forces conduct two separate operations. And what they say they've done, is moved into Taliban strongholds, cleared those strongholds of the militants, and they now say that the Afghans in those locations will be able to go to the polling stations. But one of my colleagues was down there just a few days ago in Babaji, that was in relation to the British operation, and the locals he spoke to there said that they weren't going to turn out to vote, and the reason they weren't going to turn out to vote, they said, is that the government wasn't doing anything for them.
Well, you know, that actually brings me to a quote that really struck me, that sort of seems to contradict a bit what Secretary Gates was saying. It's from our American ambassador, Carl Eikenberry, and he said that he, quote, "I have no advice to give to the Afghan common citizen, common man in regards to the violence." How worried are Afghani officials
about upcoming violence at the elections? I think there's a great deal of concern. Obviously, we saw the attack on Saturday. Now, the Taliban or another militant group managed to strike in the heart of Kabul. That should be one of the safest areas of the country. And certainly in the lead up to the elections, the Taliban and other groups have called for those elections, the process, to be disrupted. So I think there will be concern that there will be more violence in the coming days, perhaps on polling day, which is on Thursday. That said, international forces as well as Afghan security forces have an elaborate security plan in place. About 2,000 security forces in total will be deployed across the country, and they will be protecting those polling stations. But as I said before, the Taliban have called for this election to be disrupted, so there may well be violence in the coming days.
You were just listening to Martin Patience, BBC correspondent in Afghanistan. Thank you, Martin, for joining us. Also earlier, Jahid Mohseini, director of Tolo TV, a popular private TV channel in Afghanistan.
Oh, okay, Amy. If people want to re-listen to that interview or anything else on the show, you should get our podcast at our website, thetakeaway.org. You can also subscribe on iTunes. We've been asking you to weigh in on the healthcare debate. With the president and his opponents out there campaigning, it's your turn to talk. So what's convincing you, confusing you, upsetting you? Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE or email us at mytake@thetakeaway.org. And also, do you have a good argument for why America should see healthcare reform the way you do? Call us, 877-8-MY-TAKE. And when it comes to both private and public options, here is your takeaway.
If the legislation does include those guarantees, we might be able to get 95% of what folks out there want.
Okay, that's Dr. Michael Promenko. He is a family physician in Grand Junction, Colorado.
And I'm Amy Holmes.
I'm Catherine Lanford. This is The Takeaway.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.